what we're dealing with is the landscape of buying petroleum futures has changed significantly over the lifespan of pre-buy contracts. They simply don't work the way that they once did. The market is not nearly as predictable. And the reality is that it really comes down to a timing game and not what used to be a very predictable cycle of seasonal pricing that would mirror seasonal demand. That simply is not, this market does not trade on those types of fundamentals anymore.
So what is the benefit of a pre-buy contract? What's the benefit to the consumer? What's the benefit to the oil dealer?
The obvious benefits, or the perceived obvious benefits, and it's been true, some 12 of the last 14 years, is that during the shoulder season, that is somewhere in early spring to early fall, in the summer months, consumers that historically have paid up front for the following heating season's supply of heating oil have ended that season and realized the savings when compared to the average retail price. So the benefit to the dealer is it gives the dealer the ability to anticipate the future need and to hedge those contracts with wholesalers.
Of course, what New Hampshire's senior assistant attorney general James Buffetti has said on this program earlier this week is he said we've had some instances with oil dealers across the state in the past several years that have gone under, and they've used that money to pay expenses up front, and they weren't able to deliver oil to their customers down the line. So again, he's trying to get more protections for those consumers. Do you agree with him that those protections are needed?
I do, and I think that the protections presently exist. And I think where I can tell you that the Oil Heat Council members agree wholeheartedly with the Attorney General's office is that we have an obligation to protect the consumer, and by and large, our membership has met that obligation for years.
So you're saying some of those dealers that have failed may not have been meeting the current statute?
I don't think that we have enough transparency to make that determination. I don't know that that's been done. What we've seen is year over year over year that dealers that follow the letter of the law don't have interruptions in delivery and don't leave their pre-buy customers short on gallons. So I think that there's adequate protection in place for reputable dealers, and that adding new regulatory complexities to managing pre-buys is not going to offer a level of protection that the Attorney General is looking for to consumers that choose to do business with companies that are not presently members of our organization, but that are probably not following the current regulations relative to securing those contracts.
Rob Stanger from the Oil Heat Council of New Hampshire, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.